I'm happy that the motion passed, but I'm disappointed that it had to come to this. You know, I think this should have been done long ago, and I don't even think we should have even had it come to this stage, you know. But we have here, Donal, is we're dealing with families that loved ones were killed in that site. We're dealing with people that was injured in that site, people that owned apartments now on that site, who never were taken into consideration. It's terrible, Donal, you know. I think there should have been more communication done with these families, but I'm happy for these families today now that a start has been made, that my fellow colleagues in the chamber have passed this motion that the council will now look about taking that seat.
CEO John McLaughlin made it clear that he is not sure that a CPO is going to get through, that there's justification for it. Hugh Harper's made the comment to us, they can develop a park in Letterkenny, they can develop a park in Crieslake. You share that view?
Oh, definitely, 100% share that view. You know what I mean? A CPO on any ground is a CPO, and I do believe that negotiations should be open with owner of that site. They take that site, and if not, they go with the CPO route. We are going to have a meeting this week now about CPO on ground for a park in Letterkenny. What's the difference, Donal? You know, this is my point. This is a memorial park for these families, and a park in Letterkenny. What's the difference in the two of them? You know what I mean? A CPO on a site's a CPO on a site, and I will be won't let this go, Donal. I will keep this going until this is done, and these families can rest assured that site will be kept for memorial for them, and whatever way they choose, they lay it out themselves. That's what the council needs to sit down. Not a workshop, we also got it. A workshop with the families, what they want developed in that site.